This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The DJV show, that stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out today. He is currently in the air. I think he's on a red-eye flight trying to battle that nor'easter that hit the East Coast yesterday. But I think he successfully made it on a plane, so we'll see. In the meantime, I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is the V of the DJV show. Kara Schillen at our uplink site in Washington, D.C. And ladies, I'm in Los Angeles. You guys are on the East Coast. Is everybody still there after the snow yesterday?
Yeah, I'm in New York, and we got a tiny dusting of snow, and then it melted away before it could have any impact. So New York really was definitely spared, but it seems like Boston got hammered again. I kept seeing all of the flights were canceled in and out of Logan last night, and I kept seeing all these headlines about Boston being buried under 20 inches of snow. So if you're up in the New England area, you may not be listening to us today because you might not have power. They had 50 million people under a warning to lose power, so hopefully you have a generator.
Wow, it seems like Boston's been hit pretty hard. And three nor'easters over the last, 2 weeks? 10 days, I think, in the 10-day period. So I'm sure all of you East Coasters are looking for a little spring thaw after all the snow that's been falling.
Yes, you Californians and your 70-degree weather.
Well, it's raining, actually, in California today, darn it. But it's only about 65 degrees, so I can't complain. It's not super cold. All right, lots of items making news, some big stories. Lots of eyes on Pennsylvania for a big election and a really significant death to I use pop culture, but really to the world. It's even more than that. So Victoria, what's trending today?
Yeah, late last night in Cambridge, England, Mass, Cambridge, England, Stephen Hawking passed away at the age of 76. His family issued a statement saying that he died peacefully at home, and his children, he actually had three children, which I was not aware of that he had three. He had Lucy, Robert, and Tim. They issued a statement as well saying that we are deeply saddened that our beloved father passed away today. He was a great scientist, an extraordinary man whose work and legacy will live on for many years. His courage and persistence with his brilliance and humor inspired people across the world. So, R.I.P. To Stephen Hawking, which is, I guess I was sort of surprised by that because I thought he made it this far, so he'd probably keep going.
But I had heard he'd been sick over the last several weeks, so he had been making headlines for his health, so it doesn't come as a complete surprise, but you're right, he had made it this far. I still have mixed feelings over Stephen Hawking. Obviously, you have to pay tribute to all of the discoveries that he made, all of his brain. I mean, he was incredibly gifted and smart and had so many different things that he gave to us as a culture. But did you see the movie about him?
Yeah, I actually loved that movie. I thought it was great.
But did it, if you haven't seen the movie, in it, it focuses a lot on his personal life, not only his gifts and what he has given to society, but it focused a bit on his first marriage. And he cheated on his wife.
I know that shouldn't be
the only standpoint, because we have a lot of people, sadly, who commit adultery and have these extramarital affairs, but I guess I hadn't done that much research until that movie, and it always.
But I guess his wife
got me thinking.
Yeah, his wife stayed.
She stayed friendly.
Yeah, even after she got married again. So I thought that was interesting. I wonder, was she the one who had all three of his kids? Because I don't remember. Oh. I remember there was one kid in the movie, but I didn't remember. Maybe did he get remarried?
Well, I know when he left his wife, he left her for someone that was working in his office with him, right? Another researcher.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah, but I don't know that they got married. I don't know how much Hollywood license was in there.
In any case,
it was
three kids, and it seems that Jane Wilde was his first wife's name in 1965, and it looks like she was the mother of Robert, Lucy, and Tim. So I think she was the only person he had kids with. Yeah. They divorced back in 1991. Oh, it was his nurse that he married.
The nurse, right. Yep.
In 1994.
Nanny and the nurse, you know, it's all the same thing, right?
I guess so. Tributes for Brilliant Mind, whose courage and humor was an inspiration to multiple generations of people around the world. So rest in peace, Stephen Hawking. All right, also trending today, we can't say rest in peace yet because this election in Pennsylvania, Victoria, is way too close to call.
It is, and the Democrats have actually called victory for Connor Lamb. He has a narrow lead. The last number I saw was 579 votes. That is insanely close, but there are mailed-in ballots that have not been counted yet, so we may not have a definitive answer today. But the Republicans, I guess, are already looking into legal action. The state of Pennsylvania does not have an automatic recount rule. So unless someone sparks up a legal debate over it and forces the issue, there really is nothing in place that makes an automatic recount if the margins are really tight. So this is certainly one race to watch. But again, whoever wins, this could be temporary because I think Pennsylvania is, during all of the gerrymandering and the redistricting and the drawing of the new map, that, I think, comes up again this fall, right, in November?
Well, actually, the court already ruled that there's going to be redistricting. So what's really funny and notable about this is that both the RNC and the DNC dumped a ton of money into this race when it's going to actually be redistricted, unless there's further court action. Of course, there's always other battles that can pop up. But as of now, this is an area that will be redistricted. So a lot of people are saying that they were doing that for bragging rights so that the Democrats could say there's a blue wave coming in 2018 and Republicans could say, oh, no, they're set to win with the Trump effect. And so this was almost a public relations race for the Democrats and Republicans. I never bought into it. I never thought that this was a bellwether race because you had something interesting going on here. You had two people that were running relatively quietly until the end when the big national party started throwing money in. And you had Rick Saccone, who was a Trump person. I think he was a state legislator. I think he was maybe in the assembly of the state of Pennsylvania. And you had Connor Lamb, who was a moderate Democrat fighting for the Second Amendment, young, good looking, and a former Marine. And so he was able to position himself away from the Nancy Pelosi pushing farther left style progressive that I think wouldn't work so well in Pennsylvania. He was able to put himself into the category of moderate. And maybe if we learn anything from this race, if Connor Lamb does pull it out, he's ahead by, as you mentioned, just over 500 votes right now. That might be a lesson to the Democratic Party to run a more moderate candidate instead of some of these people who are so far off to the left. They isolate people in these blue collar areas like in Pennsylvania that we're watching here in Allegheny County. And they might see a little more success because the idea, if you go into a district where coal is a big thing and you're fighting global warming and you're pushing farther to the left, that's not going to make you the most popular person in town.
Right. That's true.
So
that
we'll
is
see.
Very true.
99% of the votes are counted. Lamb's leading at this point. He's declared victory, but I don't know. If it comes down to, I'm not really big into recounts. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but if it is less than 1,000 votes, I'd probably ask for a recount too. I'd probably see if I could take some legal action. I don't think that's being a baby. This is a really close race.
Yeah, absolutely. That would just be less than 1,000 votes. I wonder what the standard margin of error is anyway. It would probably be more than 1,000 votes, right?
I would imagine, yeah. I couldn't blame either way if one of them, whoever happens to find themselves on the bottom side of this, as for a recount or took legal action for that, because that is a really close race with a Libertarian running who obviously made the difference. That third-party candidate made the difference between these two Democrat and Republican major party candidates. The Libertarian getting 1,378 votes, and there's your difference between both of these candidates. All right, more up ahead. It is the DJV show at 15 minutes past the hour.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJV Show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out today. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here behind the board. She's making everything work operationally in Washington, D.C. Now, CBS News President Victoria and Kara is David Rhodes. And he's been getting a lot of attention because the alleged former mistress of Donald Trump has recorded an interview with Anderson Cooper for 60 Minutes. Yet, the president's legal counsel has tried to prevent this sit-down from airing on television. And that's because Stormy Daniels, way back when, before the campaign, signed a non-disclosure agreement with the president's attorney, Michael Cohen, and took $130,000. Stormy Daniels said, hey, look, I'll give the $130,000 back. I'm ready to talk. She's ready for her moment in the sun. And the president's lawyers are still fighting this. So the CBS president said there's still lots of reporting on Stormy Daniels. And his direct quote was, still a lot of reporting left to do. And he's promising that this interview will air with Anderson Cooper and Stormy Daniels. It's just not going to air. I think they wanted to do it last Sunday. They'd like to do it this Sunday. But it seems that this is on ice for a little while.
Hmm. I saw something yesterday that the radio host down in Florida, the sort of shock jock Bubba the Love Sponge, was talking about. He had Stormy Daniels on his show. I want to say maybe it was like in 2007. And basically she was talking about her affair with Trump. But at the time, no one cared because he wasn't a political figure. He was just the guy from The Apprentice.
Just Trump. Right.
Yeah. So I think that there may be, and I don't know if he would legally be blocked from releasing that audio. I don't know what the legal ramifications would be, but if this is something she talked about back then before she signed an NDA, it might be fair game. So, of course, anytime Bubba can get some publicity, you know, he's all over that. But we may even hear that interview get pushed out onto social media soon, too. But I think we already know the story.
Right.
You know, it's In Touch magazine had the story. They basically got paid to shelve it, but it's still been published. If you look anywhere in social media, you can read the whole story, the encounters. It's, I don't know. I don't know how much more there is to talk about.
And I don't think that people just throw out NDAs and send you $130,000 if there's not a story not to tell. It'll be interesting if this one ever sees the light of day. It's 20 past the hour on the DJV Show.
Hear
that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I popped to town for a satellite dish.
It's 23 minutes past the hour, the DJV show, and you hear the voice of the boss. It means it is time for the TV report. Now, typically, guys, I'm the one that does the TV report, but since Doug's out, I fill in for him. Victoria, you're going to fill in for me during the doing the TV report. So, what's on tonight?
Just for the record, I would like to state that I love how you do the TV report, so
I
really
want you to know. You can have it permanently. Don't tell Doug, wink, wink.
Just saying. Just putting that out there. Well, new on tonight that's trending, we'll start with that. Riverdale at 8 p.m. on the CW. The Blacklist is also on NBC at 8 p.m. And Criminal Minds is on CBS at 10 p.m. They're the three hot shows that people are looking to watch tonight that are new. If you like a little bit of the psychic world, there's a brand new Hollywood Medium with Tyler Henry on 8 p.m. on Bravo. That show, I don't know if you've ever seen Tyler Henry. He is really remarkable. He is sort of touted as Hollywood's youngest and go-to Hollywood medium, and so he interviews or does readings with all types of different celebrities. And the cool thing about it, he never knows who he's going to read until he shows up, so most of the time he doesn't recognize anybody that he's reading, so sometimes they don't say their names to him, and it's a little awkward, but it's a great show anyway. Some other stuff that's happening tonight. If you're into racing and drag racing, that is, Street Outlaws is on Discovery at 8 p.m. 32 of the fastest.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
I know, right? Love that, too. 32 of the fastest racers around meet at Beach Bend Park at Bowling Green, Kentucky for the second No Prep Kings Invitational Race, and there's $40,000 on the line. And, of course, if you're into Survivor, that's on at 8 p.m. on CBS, and it's episode 4 tonight. The castaways get physical during a classic water challenge.
Ooh, look at that. Big stuff. Yeah. All right, so that's tonight on television. Now for music news, one of my favorites who's really taken a turn, one of my childhood favorites is Madonna. Madonna is making big news today. She has announced that she'll be director for the upcoming MGM film, Taking Flight. which is a movie based on a ballet dancer, Michaela DePrince. It's her memoir taking flight from war orphan to star ballerina. The plot centers on DePrince, who spent her childhood as an orphan in war-torn Sierra Leone, only to be adopted and taken to the United States, where she rose to prominence as a world-famous ballerina. So Madonna's set to direct here, and it's been a while, right? This is the only time we've seen her actually as a real director on a movie set for the big screen. Is that right?
Well, she's done two other things. They were both huge flops, so I don't really blame anyone for not knowing that she's directed before. In 2008, she directed a British comedy drama called Filth and Wisdom. I've never even heard of it. It didn't do well.
I know.
And then she later directed the historical romance W.E., which was Wallace E. Simpson story in 2011. That was critically panned. So this story, I'm not familiar with Michaela DePrince, but I hope Madonna doesn't ruin her story.
Because I never even knew she started as she was directing. Obviously, she has been in other movies as an actress. This we heard earlier, Who's That Girl, that was Madonna's one of her first starring roles in a movie. Before
terrible.
That, I think Desperately Seeking Susan. What? I used to watch those movies all the time as a kid.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic. So
they're
we know
so
she has
bad
the
that
acting chops. Can she direct?
Although I always give her credit. I always give her credit, though. She was amazing in Evita, and she won the Golden Globe for it. I thought she was just fantastic in that. So I always kind of have to give a little, yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't be too hard on Madge.
Yeah, so this will be the new thing. And look, Madonna has done nothing but reinvent herself throughout her entire career. She's changed her music style, changed her look, changed her career. She's done almost everything. So I guess
changed her face
sense.
Like 9 times now.
That too, taking flight from war orphan to star ballerina, Madonna's latest project she will direct for MGM. It is the DJV show at 28 minutes past the hour.
The intention of consequences is to teach. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carnty. We have a tendency to minimize the pain we cause others and maximize the pain they cause us. When we mess up, we think, what's the big deal? I just made a little mistake. But when others mess up, we think, how could you? How dare you make that mistake? I would never. And we go on deluding ourselves that our mistakes are much more acceptable than other people's mistakes. As a parent, this can play out in you being much harder on your children than anyone was on you. But I expect more from them, you say. Great. Expect a lot. And give that much more understanding and patience to them. They deserve you giving them my 4 C's. Choices, consequences, consistency, and compassion. And for more on those C's, check out my book, Zen Parent, Zen Child. For more on parenting, catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The DJV Show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria Kara Schillen with us, holding down the fort in Washington, D.C., our uplink site. Doug Steffen is up in the air. He is he's en route from Los Angeles to Boston. This time of year, for those of you that don't know, maybe you're new to the program, our fearless leader is bi-coastal. He has a home in Boston, a farm that he has cows and all sorts of fun stuff going on, and he likes to winter out in Los Angeles where his kids are, and sometimes going back and forth when you're battling a nor'easter, sometimes you get a little delayed. So Doug, you'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, lots of news going on. We had special elections in Pennsylvania. We've got some chaos over at the White House. Lots of food news coming up, by the way. But first, all eyes on Florida. and their reaction to the tragedy that rocked Stoneman Douglas High School on Valentine's Day. Kids are back in school and trying to get back to a sense of normalcy while the court, Fort Florida prosecutors, are looking at this accused shooter, Nicholas Cruz, who now they announced, Victoria, they are going to seek the death penalty for Nicholas Cruz, who's accused of killing 17 people in that shooting rampage at Parkland, at the Parkland, Florida High School on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and today, of course, marking the 1 month since the shooting, and there are planned walkouts, I believe at 10 a.m. local time this morning from a bunch of schools to have a moment
around
of silence.
The country. Yeah,
yeah, to have a moment of silence for the victims. His lawyers, Nicholas Cruz's lawyers, have repeatedly said that he would plead guilty in exchange for a sentence of life in prison with no parole. So after the prosecutor filed the papers saying that they were seeking the death penalty, his attorneys reiterated that, saying once again that they would, if the death penalty is taken off the table, then he will definitely plead guilty. So this is just one of those back and forth, you know, instances, I guess, where we'll see what happens with the lawyers. And I don't even know.
They have room to negotiate.
Yeah. Does Nicholas Cruz at this point even have any family left on his side? I know he's had a tumultuous childhood and was sort of passed around through different houses. But does he have anybody that's a human connection?
He lost his father. That was one of the stories, that he actually saw his father die when he was young, I think 6 years old. His mother died recently, his birth mother, which is what a lot of people say prompted this really big plunge into darkness from someone who was obviously already disturbed.
Yeah.
But I do think he has an adopted mother who was somehow part of this equation and who was concerned about his safety because of some of this behavior he was displaying. She wasn't the only one. They received over 50 calls and tips about Nicholas Cruz, even one from Nicholas Cruz himself saying, I think I'm going to be the next school shooter. He put a video on YouTube. He called an FBI tip line. But he is facing arraignment Wednesday, 17 counts today of first-degree murder and 17 more of attempted murder in that shooting, you're right, 1 month ago today at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. And it'll be interesting to see how many schools participate in this walkout that's happening at 10 a.m. It looks like 2,500 schools across the nation are planning to participate. When you bring up the lawyers and how they're asking for a life sentence in exchange for a guilty plea, I just wonder, Victoria and Kara, how much room they actually have to negotiate. When you have a kid who hasn't denied doing it, they have people identifying him, are you really in the best position? It doesn't surprise me that even his young age, Florida prosecutors are going to go after the death penalty, because I think they have no choice. The people of Florida are angry about this. I don't think that there's any room for leniency.
I know. I'm just so opposed to the death penalty, except for maybe certain very, very extreme situations. And even then, I question it for myself. But I just, the whole thing is just so tragic. And, you know, one of the weirdest details of this story that I just was reading the timeline that they released last week. Did you see, I always wondered how he got to the school. Did you see he took an Uber?
No, I did not see that.
He took an Uber to the school, and I'm wondering, has anyone talked to that Uber driver? Because that's an interview I'd be interested in reading. And did the Uber driver suspect anything? Like, how many guns did he have on him? Isn't it hard to, was he acting weird in the back seat? Like, this Uber thing is kind of, this really threw me for a loop when I realized that's how he got to the school. And Uber has totally stayed out of the spotlight completely on this until they released this timeline. So I wonder if there's going to be something else that comes up with that. Obviously, Uber's not culpable in any way. Or maybe the driver, I don't know, maybe the driver did suspect something and then brushed it off. It would be very interesting, I think, for that to go public.
There just have been so many failures here as far as law enforcement, the sheriff's department in the county, Broward County. There's also the FBI that admitted that they failed. They had an investigator actually take one of the tips that was sent in on Nicholas Cruz and connect it to the YouTube video where he said he would be the next school shooter, and they still closed the case.
Yeah.
So there are just so many things that went wrong that need to be tightened up to prevent something like this from happening again. All right, so that's happening today in Florida. On a lighter note, I guess we turn to the world of entertainment and the View's Joy Behar apologized to Mike Pence yesterday as part of the View broadcast. Joy Behar, gosh, last probably in February now, a few weeks ago. The panel on The View was talking about Omarosa, who worked in the White House, of course, former apprentice contestant. She was on Celebrity Big Brother, and she made a comment, and I'll paraphrase, that we should be happy President Trump is president because nobody would want Mike Pence because he talks to Jesus and follows what Jesus talking back, and made a comment of that nature to one of her housemates. Well, flash forward to The View the next day, and the ladies on The View start having some fun with it. Joy Behar laughed a bit and said, well, I don't have a problem with people talking to Jesus. It's when Jesus talks back that I worry, because that's called mental illness. And she made a joke about Mike Pence being able to talk to Mary Magdalene without his wife in the room.
Really? I didn't know there was an add-on.
It was an attempted humor, but it rubbed people the wrong way. And apparently ABC received over 30,000 phone calls complaining about Joy. So they encouraged her, or forced her, if you will, to call Mike Pence and apologize privately. They refused to apologize on the air, saying it was just a joke. But she did call Mike Pence, who was on Hannity earlier in the week, and talked about his exchange with Joy Behar. He handled it. He was very classy. He said he forgave her, and he had hoped that she would apologize to all Christians that watched The View. Well, yesterday, Victoria and Kara, she did. She used Tuesday's episode of The View to apologize for the comment about Christians that she made, and about the nature of people believing Jesus talks back to them or gives them a sign. Now, she said that she actually gave Mike Pence a little bit of credit. She said, I think Vice President Pence is right. I was raised to respect everyone's religious faith, and I fell short of that. I sincerely apologize for what I said. So Joy Behar and the ladies on The View apologizing for those comments. Do you think that was the right thing to do, ladies?
I do. I think that we all need to be a little more respectful of everyone's religious beliefs. If you're an atheist, an agnostic, or a born-again Christian, whatever you choose to be, I think that we really need to be a lot more tolerant and accepting of what other people believe. We're facing such, I think, dangerous times where we're profiling religious groups, and there are some bad people in every religious faith and sect. And so I think that as Americans, that's what we're supposed to do, is give leniency and tolerance to everyone's religious beliefs. So I think that what she said, I get it. She was trying to be funny. That's who she is. Like, I get it. I do like the fact, though, that she knew she crossed the line, whether she was forced to apologize or not. I do think that she was pretty sincere about it. And I think she did the right thing. It's not okay to just kind of, you know, blanketly offend an entire Christian sect of people. That's not right.
Yeah, it's also not that smart on her part to do that with her audience. But you know what's more interesting to me is that she called Mike Pence personally. How open is his phone number? How out there is it?
Oh, he's in the White Pages.
Oh, okay. So we could just give him a call here today.
Siri, call Mike Pence.
I'm pretty sure ABC might have arranged that somehow.
Yeah.
But yes, she did make that call. And you know what? To her point, I'm not a Joy Behar fan. In fact, that's why I don't watch The View, because I am not a huge fan of what she says or her delivery. But I think she was pretty humble when she said that she apologized, and she said she herself was a Christian. And so I give her credit for that. We've all said stupid things, and the First Amendment, I'm a big supporter of it. Whether I like what she says or not, she definitely has the right to say it. So good for her for taking the step to apologize to her Christian fans, even if it took 30,000 phone calls on ABC Brass saying, do it, Joy. Do it. All right, food news. Dunkin' Donuts. Do you want some free donuts? We'll tell you how you can get them. It's the DJV show at 44 minutes past the hour.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. Table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh, table runners, come with me.
A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring, and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, match services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call Cintas.
They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, we'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJ V show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie's out today. Jen, Victoria, and Kara holding down the fort. And ladies, if you haven't looked at the calendar yet, today is March 14th. That means, and math scholars everywhere know what 314 means. That's pi, right? Well, it also is pi day, meaning you can get some really great deals on pizza, pot pies, and regular old pie.
You know, it's, I think that this is, I'm having a sort of like thought about this
okay
now.
Over there?
I'm okay. So in other countries around the world, they're also celebrating Pi Day. 3.14 repeating is pi, P-I, right? So we all learned that in, what, geometry? So the interesting thing is only America has turned it into a food holiday.
Well, it's not even a food holiday. This is like a marketing opportunity to capitalize on people's stomach.
Right. But pizza pies and actual fruit pies, dessert pies, all kinds of pies, this has turned into PIE Day. So it seems like, go America.
America's
That's so American to do
America's
that.
So, I mean, we have like Waffle Day and like we have every day is a different food holiday. I think America just takes any opportunity to eat food. But the only other thing that's interesting to me is other countries like the UK and stuff, they don't have, it's not written the same way. It's not 314 for them. You know what I mean? Like when they write, when they write their date down, it's not 314.
That's
so why are they celebrating Pi Day?
Well, because it's PI Day, because it's 3.14, which is the ratio, right? The trillion digit ratio rounded to 3.14.
Yeah.
But, so
their calendar doesn't work like ours does, though.
Okay.
But the good news is that you can save money at a ton of different places if you want to be Americans, fat Americans, and celebrate Pi Day, PI Day with PIE. BJ's Brewhouse is offering one topping pizzas for $3.14. Build your own pie at Blaze Pizza, $3.14 all day on Wednesday. CC's Pizza also doing this. Hungry Howie's. Gosh, we'll put a whole list up. Maybe we should compile a list, ladies, for our DJV show friends to figure out where they can get the best deals on pizza. And you found a pie deal, right, Kara?
Yeah, if you're on, well, Kara's got a bunch of pie deals, of pizza pie deals, and if you want dessert instead of pizza, Whole Foods is actually, they have a celebration today for National Pie Day, and it's $3.14 off any large bakery pie. So you can go and get a cherry pie or blueberry or any kind of pie that Doug would eat.
Yeah, Coco's Bakery, get a slice of pie for $3.14 on Wednesday. There's a Facebook coupon that you can pull down. Marie Callender's, buy one entree on Wednesday, you get a free slice of pie with the coupon on Wednesday. So lots of big deals out there if you're in the mood, if you have a little hankering for a little pizza pie or a little regular pie, you can get lots of deals out there on Pie Day. Now, if pie or pizza isn't necessarily your thing, maybe you love donuts. Well, now you can win a year's worth of free donuts. What? Well, to celebrate the release of its brand new mint brownie donut, which does not do it for me, Dunkin' Donuts is giving away a year's worth of free donuts to 12 lucky fans. All you have to do is they're asking people to share how you're celebrating St. Patrick's Day with Dunkin' Donuts, and you use the hashtag DDLuckyDozen and hashtag sweepstakes for a chance to win. You can follow the chain on Twitter, post a picture of yourself in pre-celebration mode for St. Patrick's Day, and maybe you could win a year's worth of free donuts valued at $1,500. It's 50 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It is the DJV Show, and that sound means it is time for Tech Talk. I want to remind you, you can follow the DJV Show on Twitter, use the hashtag Tech Talk, and you can ask all of your questions to our technology expert, Victoria Keelan, who I have self-appointed our tech guru. You're
thank
like
you for that.
Cyber guy, except cuter.
Aw, thanks.
And much younger and much cuter. And you can follow all of us on Twitter as well, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, and at C. Shillen. And, of course, look for us on Facebook and all of your favorite social media platforms, including Instagram. Now, Victoria, lots going on in tech news today. Samsung has a new line of smart TVs.
And they are very fashionable TVs as well. The new line, the lineup for 2018 of QLED TVs, the standout feature is what Samsung calls ambient mode, and it actually mimics the colors and patterns of the wall that it is hung on. So you can actually, your TV is finally at the stage now, and this has been teased for many years, but your TV is actually kind of in the work of art category now, and Samsung and other TV makers really want the TV to be the hub of the home. They want it to be not just where the family gathers and where people watch things, but they want it to be a piece of art on the screen. They want, you can have your home videos, home pictures scrolling across. It can turn into a digital picture frame. There are so many options you can do. You can set it to, you can have it be any background that you want, like a desktop screensaver. Or you can have it detect what the wall surroundings are, and so it will blend right into the wall. Last year, Samsung introduced framed TV. So it's basically, it looks like a beautiful frame that's around your TV, like a work of art. And so they really want you to use the TV for voice-activated controls, whether it's Alexa or Siri or Google Home. And that's part of their new lineup. They're actually, these TVs, they have not announced pricing yet, but Samsung's voice assistant is called Bixby, and he has a very cute little British accent. He is included in these TVs, and they are going to be available by the end of the month. So I think this will be one of the new big buzz items for 2018. And again, having tech blend into your surroundings so it isn't just this obvious ugly TV sticking out in your home decor, that definitely seems to be the trend.
Yeah, I love this idea, actually. As a girl who goes, oh, do I really want to hang my TV right here in my living room where it's most convenient to watch TV, but when it's on, you kind of want it to go away. I think it's a great, great idea.
It's kind of like a chameleon at this point.
Absolutely. Amazon is offering Prime perks for Medicaid recipients. We'll have that story for you after this technology news.
The Geek Out.
With all of the news of concussions in sport, it shouldn't surprise that science and tech is trying to find new ways to prevent and monitor concussions. And maybe the most intriguing is this new smart mouth guard. You know, measuring the data of impact and motion, a mouthpiece turns out to be the perfect place to do it, and a company called Prevent has manufactured a high-tech mouthpiece embedded with 4 accelerometers, a circuit board, and other sensors to gather the data of head impact. And amazingly, all of this technology is in a customizable boil and bite mouthpiece. It sends the data via Bluetooth to an app, and it's already been in beta for almost a year. So the Prevent Impact Monitor Mouth Guard will go on sale this summer for $200.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Victoria Keelan is our tech guru on the DJV show, and Amazon, now this is good news. If you are a Medicaid recipient, Amazon is offering Prime perks just for you.
It's so true. This is, once again, Amazon is really trying hard to get into the healthcare sector, and they're succeeding pretty much already. This is, a lot of Medicaid patients are really happy about this. The membership is $5.99 a month, and instead of the normal $12.99 a month, and this is part of Prime Perks. You get two-day shipping that's free. You get access to music and movies and all the other Prime things. But in order to qualify for the discount, customers just need a valid electronic benefits transfer card or a Medicaid card. And so those users have the option to renew their membership every year for up to 4 years, can cancel at any time. Last year, Amazon started offering a discounted Prime membership for those customers on government assistance, and this is now a continuation of that.
Good stuff there. Amazon, really, really smart, keeping that fight in all levels now, it seems, of our life. It is 59 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.